For a long time, the sound of preparing for travel was this. A map unfolding, possibly never to return to that crisp, flat rectangle it was before you opened it. Or maybe, with a little bit more cash, the sound of travel was pages of an atlas flipping. Now it's likely that your guide is electronic.
Starting route to 1109 Northeast Wood Drive. Head south on South School Avenue.
Even if you do still prefer the paper version of a map, you've probably used GIS or Geographic Information Systems technology in just the past few days. The ease with which GIS information has become available for researchers and laypeople alike means maps of all kinds, not just tools designed to get from here to there, can be made and shared. Some of those concepts will be shared tomorrow on the University of Arkansas campus as part of GIS Day, an international observance. Kate Dougherty is Geosciences and Maps Librarian at the University of Arkansas.
The beauty of GIS is that while we've had maps for thousands of years, now with a GIS we can take different maps with different pieces of information about the same location and overlay them in a GIS, and that allows us to see things from a different perspective and query information and those maps in terms of their spatial relationships to each other. So for example, you could have a layer or a GIS layer of flood zones and a layer of land parcels, and you could overlay those and query for the land parcels that fall within the flood zones, and you could create a new map from that information and customize it and share it with others.
Spend just a few minutes spooling through Facebook and Twitter feeds, and you'll find maps that show where campaign spending per capita is highest, or where more people say soda rather than pop. Tomorrow, from 10 until 4, on the first floor of Mullins Library on the U of A campus, there will be demonstrations about how GIS technology has helped disciplines like political science, agriculture, even art history, develop informational maps. Kate Dougherty says in the past 3 decades, the resources needed to take advantage of GIS information have become less expensive and more available.
And it's really become democratized, I think, in the past few years, in the sense that before it involved very expensive software and a steep learning curve, and that's not true anymore. So now there are a profusion of free and easy to use GIS and mapping websites and geolocation tools that allow pretty much anyone to get involved, and that's what we're trying to show and encourage during our event on Wednesday.
The sessions tomorrow range from the academic to the fun. Students can participate in a GIS-related scavenger hunt. GIS tools and technologies are frequently used in smartphone apps for geocaching or retail-related sites. The app Scavenger is a multi-million-dollar application used for everything from social networking to selling cars.
It's a game that allows you to check in at certain places and you complete challenges. So, for example, you could check in at a certain restaurant and it would have a challenge to do origami with your napkin or your paper menu, and you snap a picture of it and then you earn points for that. So it's sort of similar to other apps, but it's GIS, or it's location enabled, so it knows where you are and it immediately will show you the challenges that are available, and you earn points for doing those, and then you win prizes at the company.
And Kate Dougherty says the democratization of GIS technology brings with it a familiar dilemma: how to know when to trust a map or other source of information developed with digitized information.
That's very true, and that's true of information in general, which is definitely an issue for librarians trying to help people figure out what is valid information and trusted information versus what may not be. And that's definitely true of GIS layers as well. There's a lot of information out there, and especially with crowdsourcing now happening, there are issues with data quality. One of the issues is metadata. So is that information documented, and who created it, and what's the spatial accuracy? And who to contact for more information.
Kate Dougherty is Geosciences and Maps Librarian at the University of Arkansas. Tomorrow, Mullins Library on the university campus will host GIS Day at the library in room 104 beginning at 10 a.m. You can see a schedule and learn much more at libinfo.uark.edu.